Articles by Fearlessly Courageous from the desk of Dennis Piller. I will never be shaken. Do you realize that we are in a war? A spiritual war. Ephesians tells us that when we have done everything to stand, be stalwart, be courageous, be brave, and do not falter in your faith. In Psalm 62, there's a phrase, I will never be shaken. It appears twice and pops up like a neon sign at midnight. Who says this type of thing? What's behind such a statement of confidence? I think it was also a confession of who he is not and who God is. But God was with him. He didn't complicate things with freaking out, anger, depression, or despair. Instead, you can tell he had on his armor. He declares, I will not be shaken. And in your face, declaration, by my faith in God, I will not be shaken. It is stated twice. He's calm. That peace that surpasses understanding. My soul finds rest in God alone. My salvation comes from him. He alone is my rock and my salvation. He is my fortress, and I will never be shaken. Psalm 62:1. But who can rest when your son is trying to kill you? David can because he remembers who God is to him. He alone, God alone, is my rock. When he remembers God, he gains courage and resolve to stand. When you and I do this, when we speak to God as our fortress, as our rock, as our deliverer, as our shield, as our help in times of need, he bears and steps in with divine strength that empowers us. We have on the shoes that give us stability and confidence. We have about us the belt of God's truth. Each of the pieces of God's armor are there for us to have confidence in. We have confidence in our rock, not our ability. We stand on the assurance of God's word. The case is closed. The God of angel armies is on my side. And if he is for me, who can be against me? Our meditative scripture today is, my soul finds rest in God alone. My salvation comes from him. He alone is my rock and my salvation. He is my fortress, and I will never be shaken. Psalm 62:1. Lord, your ways are higher than mine, your thoughts above mine. Father, help me to see clearly and stand on your truth, on your word, in your shadow. I will be strong in the Lord and the power of your might. I pray that you make it a Jesus-filled day.